Most of you have probably heard of Dogen, who is sometimes referred to as Dogen Zenji, or Ehi Dogen. He lived in the first half of the 13th century in Japan. Gemyo likes to quote him, as you might know. Dogen is known for his extensive writings, including Shobogenzo, which is considered to be his masterwork. He is thought by some to have been a bit of a rebel, perhaps like Joko, since he was occasionally critical of some of the formalized approaches to Zen practice that were common in his time. To be fair, he seems to have seen the value in such forms, such as studying koans and chanting sutras, but he stressed that the heart and soul of Zen practice is zazen, our sitting practice. He was a big proponent of just sitting and stressed it over and over. His works are sometimes considered to be difficult to comprehend. He does use terminology and references that are specific to his time and place. But his underlying message is actually very simple. We should keep in mind that Dogen didn't want us to have an understanding of what he was saying. He wants us to experience it directly in our lives and for ourselves. So this morning I want to take a brief look at parts of his essay called Genjo Koan, which is included in Shobogenzo. Genjo Koan can be translated as actualizing the fundamental point, and we will look at a few of its sections. So the first sentence in Genjo Koan is, when all dharmas are Buddha dharma, there are enlightenment and delusion, practice, birth and death, Buddhas and sentient beings. Our practice must begin with our life as it is. Our effort is to encounter and experience this world of phenomena, which includes what we like and don't like, what we want and don't want. It's the world of duality, the realm of cause and effect. Our initial insight when we commit to this practice is to see that all dharmas, which is everything and everyone, are manifesting and teaching the awakened way. We encounter only bodhisattvas that invite us to experience directly the true nature that pervades everywhere. But this can be a hard lesson to learn in the midst of the difficulties and suffering we experience in our life. It is, however, fundamental to our practice. Otherwise, we are just chasing some imaginary goal and eventually give up when things aren't going our way. Genjo Koan continues with, when the 10,000 dharmas are without self, there are no delusion, no enlightenment, no Buddhas, no sentient beings, no birth, and no death. So the first sentence expressed form is form, birth is birth, death is death, and there are Buddhas and sentient beings. This one expresses emptiness as emptiness. First we see the relative, and now we see the absolute. We have the insight that there is no fixed permanent self. Impermanence and constant change are the hallmark of all form, all of reality. To believe that we know what enlightenment and delusion, birth and death are, is to fool ourselves. this realization can be a little disconcerting. We want solid ground to stand on. We want to live in a universe that is graspable. Dogen is telling us that there is no solid ground and no one to stand on it. Referring to an analogy from Joko, after we discover that the other boat is empty, we realize that our boat is empty too. Genjo Koan next says that the Buddha way transcends being and non-being. Therefore, there are birth and death, delusion and enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. So, this is the form is emptiness, and emptiness is form part. What we call emptiness manifests as form, and form is no other than emptiness. So, we are back where we started. But we don't need to get stuck in form or emptiness, and there's no use in trying to figure out what all of this might mean. The awakened way transcends that. Our practice is about this life as it is, this life of birth and death, delusion and enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. Dogen is telling us that there is nothing to cling to, nothing to hinder us in our ability to be just this. This realization might return us to where we always are, but with a new insight into who and what we always have been. So this section of Genjo Koan ends with, "Nevertheless, flowers fall with our attachment, and weeds spring up with our aversion." Dogen brings us back home, so to speak. Whatever we think or believe about form and emptiness, whatever realizations or insights we might have, it always comes back to our life just as it is. We love the flowers in our life and wish they would stay, but they don't. We don't like the weeds in our life and wish they wouldn't spring up, but they do. The key words here are attachment and aversion, which sound like bad things, but are, in fact, wonderful opportunities that allow us to make our practice effort and thereby manifest the awakened way. Rather than deny our human nature, we must embrace it, because human nature and Buddha nature are not two. How could it be otherwise? Later in Genjo Koan, Dogen says, "When you first seek Dharma, you imagine that you are far away from its environs. But Dharma is already correctly transmitted. You are immediately your original self." We usually come to Zen practice looking for something. It might be peace, contentment, wisdom, or we aren't really sure what we're looking for. But we feel that there is something about ourselves, about our life, that needs correcting. There is something lacking that we hope practice will fix. I think this is fairly common. It was certainly true for me. He's telling us that our life as it is, this life, is the awakened way. Unless, of course, we insist that it isn't. Unless we cling to ideas about some special realization or attainment that we need to strive for. Our practice effort is always to return from the self-centered dream to this moment experiencing over and over and over. What we discover right here is always right here. Like Joko, Dogen uses the image of riding in a boat. When we look at the shore, it appears that the shore is moving. He said that if we look closely at the boat, however, we see that in fact the boat is moving. He offers this analogy to point to a fundamental truth that we discover in our zazen, that nothing at all has an unchanging self, not even us. A mark of existence is impermanence or constant change. The Buddha said that our reluctance to accept this and our clinging to our desire for impermanence in a world of constant change is what causes us to suffer. Through our practice effort, we can notice our attachments and realize that there is, in fact, nothing we could attach to, and that we are free to be just this moment of our constantly changing life. Dogen ends Genjo Kon with this story. Zen Master Boche of Mount Mayu was fanning himself. A monk approached and said, "Master, the nature of wind is permanent, and there is no place it does not reach. Why, then, do you fan yourself?" "Although you understand that the nature of wind is permanent," Boche replied, "you do not understand the meaning of its reaching everywhere." "What is the meaning of its reaching everywhere?" asked the monk. The master just kept fanning himself. Buddha nature pervades the whole universe, but it's up to us to reveal and manifest it right here now. So, thank you.